This is the Community Forum on the new classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberner, and joining me in the studio is Monica Nyman, nutrition educator from the St. Louis District of the Dairy Council. Monica, how are you this morning? It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Mary Mackinson is here as well. Mary Mackinson Faber, I should say. She comes from a long dairy background here in Pontiac, and it's good to see you, Mary. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about dairy products and the dairy industry because it's National Dairy Month. So where should we start? Mary, should we start with you? What are your memories? Now, you're a multi-generational dairy person, a dairy professional. So what are your fondest memories of all this? Did you live in a household inundated with dairy products?
Well, kind of. I am a fifth-generation dairy farmer. My children and nephew would be the sixth generation. And I grew up on a dairy farm. And it's something that, looking back, it's a very unique experience that not many people have.
Let me talk, too, about the fact that, let's face it, dairy products took some heat here. It's getting better, I think. But when we had our anti-fat obsession, having a family in the dairy business, to keep hearing these people say, oh, you don't want that, you don't want that, it's full of fat, you don't want that. I mean, how did that make you feel?
It's hard because today's day and age with social media especially, there's so many myths out there. And as a dairy farmer, we like to go out and try and combat those myths and provide the consumers with the truth. That's something that I've kind of taken personally, and we started a little over a year ago a Facebook page for our dairy farm, Mackinson Dairy Farm. And on that page, I put up daily snippets and try and educate the consumer with facts about dairy, facts about agriculture, facts about our farm and our family.
Where can people find that?
Our Facebook page is Mackinson Dairy Farm. We started a blog at www.mackinsondairy.com.
Well, let's get Monica in on the conversation here as well, because Monica's here to talk about dairy issues in general and some of these other myths. Let's talk a little bit about Dairy Month. Why are we celebrating a Dairy Month?
Well, for more than 70 years, June has been a time for us to honor our dairy farmers for all of their hard work, not only in June, but 365 days a year. And it also is really a great time for us to remind consumers that milk, cheese, and yogurt do play a very important role in a healthy diet.
And how did the whole idea of a month get established? How long has this been going on?
Well, it was first celebrated back in 1937. Really, it was a way to help distribute all the extra milk that cows were producing because they're grazing on the green grass kind of after the winter months. But they changed the name back in 1939 to June Dairy Month, probably more as a way to encompass all of those dairy foods that are available for people to consume and to make sure that they're getting in their three servings per day. So now we call it June Dairy Month, and for our organization, it's a great time for us to promote dairy, kind of honor the dairy farmers. It's a really fun time for me. I get to see a lot of dairy members throughout the month, and we kind of put our focus on bringing attention to all of those hardworking dairy farmers.
Let's ask the obvious question, because this is really what we want to get to. Why is milk important? Why are milk and milk products still an important part of what we should be eating?
Well, first of all, dairy foods are recommended through the Dietary Guidelines for Americans for three servings per day. And the biggest reason for that is because dairy foods do contain 9 essential nutrients. And what that means is that you're not able to get those nutrients on your own. You have to be consuming foods that have those nutrients in them. So milk is the number one source of phosphorus, vitamin D, and potassium in the American diet, which are 3 key nutrients that people need to be getting in per day. And then dairy foods also provide 70% of the calcium in the nation's food supply. So a lot of people listening, when they think of dairy, they always think of calcium, but it actually has a lot more nutrients in it than people realize.
When you say a serving, how much is that?
Well, a serving of milk would be 1 cup. A serving of yogurt would be 1 cup. And then for cheese, it would be about 2 ounces. So, you know, you kind of have to pay attention to how much you're consuming to make sure that you get in all of those servings per day. But it's really easy to use dairy foods as part of your meals and snacks throughout the day to ensure that you're getting all of those essential nutrients in per day.
I think I have to make a confession here. I've eaten a lot of sandwiches that had more than 2 ounces of cheese on them, so I think
I'm
okay.
Good for you. You're reaching your goals
I'm
already.
I'm reaching my goals. Let's talk about milk, the real deal. Before we get too much further into the conversation, we are talking about dairy milk. We are talking about a product produced from cattle, raised for that purpose. So what else is calling itself milk?
Well, there are a lot of drinks in the grocery stores these days, and you may notice them because they are in the dairy section, and they are milk substitutes, and we also refer to them as alternative beverages. The one thing that I really want to get across to the listeners is that these are plant-based beverages. They are not milk. They're not the same thing as cow's milk. We have rice beverage, coconut, and also almonds. And how these are made is they literally soak these plant products in water. They sort of press them out, and then the remainder liquid they add nutrients to. So these are really not the same thing as milk, but they are being labeled as milk. So we call them alternative beverages, and once again, they are not milk.
I have to bring up the idea that fat content comes up a lot when people talk about milk. So how do you answer those charges? As you say, I think we've all always known there are a lot of nutrients in milk as well, and a lot of people drink skim milk and other products to deal with that perception, but is it even a fair perception?
Well, the one thing about the dairy industry is that there are so many options for every single person out there. So if you're concerned about getting fat in your diet, you can choose, you know, 2% milk, 1% milk, or skim milk. Same thing with all of your yogurts, your cottage cheese, your regular cheese. There are so many different varieties to pick from when it comes to the dairy aisle. So something to meet everyone's preferences.
Now, obviously, people that manufacture food products know what they're doing in terms of taste. And I think most people have at least tried one of these alternative products, these vegetable-based products you were just talking about. But what do people lose in almond milk that they would get if they were consuming real dairy milk?
Well, a couple of things that I just want to point out. The first thing is the nutrients. And when you fortify something, that basically means you're adding a nutrient to a product to be able to market it as, you know, added calcium. But the thing that people don't realize is that if it doesn't occur naturally, it's not always absorbed as well. So just because it has 30% calcium doesn't mean that your body is absorbing that amount of calcium in that product. So that's one of the big differences, that all of these are fortified, where cow's milk, all of those nutrients occur naturally. They are not adding calcium into cow's milk. It already is there. The second big difference, and this sort of has gotten a lot more attention recently, is the amount of protein that is in a cup of cow's milk. Because we know from the nutrition world, I'm a registered dietitian, and I see this a lot in my news feeds, but things that have protein in them can help keep you fuller longer, which is really beneficial for people who are trying to lose weight. Protein also helps slow digestion. So for people who have diabetes, it can help prevent those blood sugar spikes. So cow's milk has 8 grams of protein in one cup. A lot of these alternative beverages are measuring out about 1 gram of protein in a cup. So you would literally have to drink 8 cups of these alternative beverages to get the same amount of high-quality protein that's already in a cup of cow's milk. So nutritionally, those are kind of the two biggest things: the nutrients that they're having to add into these, where it occurs naturally in cow's milk, and then the protein content is significantly smaller.
We're talking with Monica Nyman. She's with the Dairy Council, and it is June Dairy Month, and that's why we're talking about these topics. Mary Mackinson is here as well. I should use her proper name, Mary Mackinson Faber, and she comes from a long line of dairy farmers here in Livingston County and here in Pontiac, and she's adding her insights to the conversation as well. Monica, I have to ask you, though, now, one thing that does come naturally in cow's milk is lactic acid. And a lot of people have some trouble digesting that. So what can they do?
Okay, so for anyone who's lactose intolerant, I have a few suggestions for you. The first thing is that you really want to look for a lactose-free milk. Those are out there in the dairy case. They come in all different flavors. And what they've done is they have removed that lactase enzyme. And that's what's causing kind of the abdominal cramping and stress on your body. So it's very easy to just purchase lactose-free milk. And to keep in mind, you're still getting all of those 9 essential nutrients and the protein when you're drinking lactose-free. The nutrition does not change. They're just taking that lactase enzyme out of there. A few other suggestions would be trying yogurt. It has healthy bacteria in it. It still does contain lactase. However, that bacteria that you find in yogurt helps that digestion process, so your symptoms are less. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that cheese has a very minimal amount of lactase. Therefore, it's much more tolerated for people with lactose intolerance. Another thing I'd like to mention is that if you have lactose intolerance, it helps to mix your foods together. So for example, if you're having a bowl of cereal with milk, maybe have a banana with that, because when you kind of mix all of those foods together in your stomach, once again, it slows the digestion and you don't notice those symptoms as much. And then there is a lot of research that suggests starting out small. As you reintroduce foods that have lactose in them in small amounts, your body is able to tolerate those a little bit better over time. So, it's very important for people to understand that even if they have lactose intolerance, you still need to try to get your 3 servings of dairy in per day, because otherwise you're missing out on a lot of nutrition.
Speaking of nutrition, now as we move through the spectrum of dairy products, is there really a nutritional difference between, say, me drinking a big glass of milk or eating yogurt or eating cheese? Now, obviously, yogurt and cheese have been processed to turn into the products that they are, but what actually happens? Is the dairy nutrition still there?
The calcium is. You do have some nutritional differences between milk and yogurt and cheese, and that may be a whole nother interview to explain that. But basically, cheese doesn't have a lot of carbohydrate in it. Your flavored milks and flavored yogurts will have a little bit more carbohydrate than plain. So you can buy plain yogurt and add fruit to it to give it some sweetness. And then another example would be, fat content. Cheese, regular cheese, typically does have a little bit more fat in it than maybe, a 1% or skim milk product. So yes, there are some nutritional differences between those products, but they all do contain 30% of your RD for calcium, which is what people need to be consuming the 3 servings per day to get their essential nutrients.
I guess the last question I have for you is, where can people go to find out more? Because obviously we're just scratching the surface of these food products that have been around for decades. So where can they go? What should they check on to find out more about what you're talking about?
Okay, well, you can check out our new awareness campaign called Milk the Real Deal. It's on our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. We also have a Facebook page, and this month we're sort of using that as a promotion of kind of all of our interviews that we're doing to kind of see where the nutrition educators are out and about. So our Facebook link is STL Dairy Council. We do throw some recipes and things like that up there occasionally just to help people get, their 3 servings in per day. We like to give them a lot of ideas. So our website has information on all the programs that we offer. We do cover 131 counties throughout central and southern Illinois, as well as central and eastern Missouri. So we have a lot of stuff going on. We have a lot of programs, a lot of materials, a lot of resources. So check out our Facebook page and our website for more information.
Anything we've left out? Anything either one of you would like to cover that we haven't talked about?
Well, I did want to actually have Mary bring up something. Last week, I was able to attend a tour on their farm that they hosted. And I just wanted Mary to talk a little bit about, number one, why they do those farm tours and sort of what messages they want people to get from, bringing them out onto the farm. Because I know for myself, I'm from the country and, I'm a dietitian and I know a lot of things about nutrition and farming, but I learned so much from that hour and a half that I was with them. It was unbelievable. I'm still like on cloud nine from visiting your farm last week. So I've been telling everyone about it, but I just wanted Mary to kind of share what their reasonings are for doing that sort of thing.
Thanks, Monica. Last week, we invited the Livingston County Ag Institute, a group of teachers from the area, out to our farm. They got to tour, watch cows get milked, see the baby calves. We went out to see all the cows that we have on the farm. We do that because in today's day and age, everybody is so far removed from farming. They're at least several generations away versus, 50 years ago, you could say my dad or my grandpa had dairy cattle. So we like to bring the consumer to our farm so they can see firsthand where their dairy products come from. It's something that we've always done, and if anybody's ever interested in coming out to our farm, we do welcome.
It sounds like it'd be fascinating. And I know for a lot of people that still envision a 3-legged stool in a bucket, they're going to be pretty shocked when they see a modern dairy operation.
They will be very shocked. We have a lot of technology out there. But bottom line, the milk is the same. The cows we milk 7 days a week, 365 days a year, twice a day, I should say. the cows are our livelihood, and we do all we can to keep them happy and comfortable and well fed.
Jerseys, Guernseys, what are the big dairy breeds anymore?
Well, you've mentioned the two breeds that we do not have on our farm. We have Holsteins, we have Ayrshires, we have a few milking Shorthorn, and we now are up to 2 head of Brown Swiss. So
very
those
good.
Are the breeds that comprise our dairy.
Mary Mackinson-Faber is our guest this morning. Mary, give us your web information again if people would like to get a firsthand impression of what the dairy business is all about.
Yes, our website is www.mackinsondairy.com, and we are on Facebook under Mackinson Dairy Farm. So we would love if you followed us.
Mary, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Monica Nyman is with the Dairy Council, the St. Louis District. Monica, it's been great talking with you. Very informative, and thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on the New Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.